Brand New Podcast with Mike Kim, episode 266, How to Future-Proof Your Brand and Your Business.
Welcome to the Brand New Podcast with Mike Kim, the show dedicated to helping you start, run, and grow a powerful and profitable personal brand business. Mike believes you deserve to do work you love and believe in, and this show is designed to help you live your message, love your work, and leave your mark on the world. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, welcome to this episode of the show. So excited to do another solo episode here with you today. It feels like it's been a while. I've been doing a lot of interviews over the last couple months. And of course, the previous episode, we did a solo episode on the five stages of business. I hope that you tuned into that one. And I hope that if you did, you found it very, very useful. And when I talk about the five stages of business, which I, of course, again, have to credit my friend Todd Herman for sharing with me, that's really an idea of where we are and where we're headed. But on this episode, I really want to talk a lot about where we're headed, what you're doing with your business and how to future-proof it. I know that nothing is guaranteed ever in life, right? I mean, maybe death and taxes, that's it, right? But how do we do our best to future-proof our business? Here we are, if you're tuning in when this episode is published, the day it's published, it's like basically the end of the year. It's the second to last day of 2020. We made it. We're alive. We've survived. Whatever word, whatever adjective you want to use to describe the insanity that was 2020. And we're heading into 2021. How do we make sure, regardless of whether it's been good or bad, how do we do our best to position ourselves to be future-proof, to be bulletproof for the times to come? And I'm just going to share a few things that I do and have found very, very helpful. And hopefully this will give you a little bit of perspective on the entire matter. Now, the first thing I want to share with you, as promised, as I promised in the previous episode, is I want to share a little exercise I did probably about a year and a half ago that really helped me. It was very simple, but it really helped me figure out where to play my strengths and where to play my passions. A lot of us are good at things we don't like to do. That much is true, right? We're good at things we do not like to do. We're even great at things we may not like to do. How do we combine our talent with passion so that we stay in a state of flow where we are energized by our workday, energized by the to-do list, energized by the challenges that we face? So all I did was draw a line right down the middle of a page and draw a horizontal line right across the middle of the page. So I created four quadrants, and I think we did this in a mastermind group. That's where I remember doing it. And in the top left quadrant, you just write down what you're great at and you love doing. Okay. And then in the top right quadrant, you write down what you're good at and what you like doing. The bottom left quadrant is what you do not do well and do not like doing. And the lower right quadrant is what you hate doing and you are absolutely terrible at. You just suck. Right? You just suck at this stuff. And it's a very simple brain dump. Very, very simple. I have found that the simpler the tools I use, the more likely I'm going to use them. So I know people have all these very complex personality tests and strengths finders, and I love that. There's a place for that. But right now, you're listening, maybe while you're driving somewhere or you know, doing a workout or whatever it is. Real simple. Just brain dump this. And I was surprised how quickly I was able to brain dump stuff into these categories. And so I'll just start with the first quadrant, the top left quadrant, which is what you're great at and what you love doing. And I've found that, and this is, look, first of all, there's no such thing as bragging here. Okay, you're the only one that's reading this. You're the only one that's seeing this right now. You're the only one thinking through this. You can get other people's perspectives later. Just, you know, no false humility here, all right? Just own it when you're good at something and you love it, right? And so in that top left quadrant, I wrote down, what am I great at? Running mastermind groups, workshops, and creating content, right? I wrote those three things down and connecting with other business leaders, other entrepreneurs. I love those things. So I kind of combined workshops and masterminds into the same thing. So I loved doing small group development. That's what I called it, right? Workshops and mastermind groups, because my workshops are pretty small. They're never more than like 25 people at the most. And my mastermind groups are all filled up right now. We have 12 people max in each group. And I like to work with a few people deeply rather than go wide and shallow. I love that. And I think I'm really good at it. I think that's where my sweet spot is. So I love doing masterminds and workshops. I love creating content, and I think I'm pretty good at it. And I love connecting with other business leaders and entrepreneurs, and I think I'm pretty great at it, right? So I wrote those three things down, and then I went over into the top right box, which is stuff I'm good at and I like doing. And I wrote down copywriting, and I wrote down public speaking, and I wrote down, you know, creating courses and marketing those courses. Now, I like doing those things. I don't love them. I'm not a full-time speaker. You may think I speak a lot, but I don't consider myself a full-time speaker. I consider a full-time speaker somebody who just wants to be on stages all the time. They travel, they go to these different events. I don't like doing that. I like doing it a few times a year. The spring and the fall typically have been very busy seasons for me in speaking because that's when events tend to be held because of the weather and the travel. But I consider myself a business coach or a consultant who speaks, not a speaker who happens to consult or coach. There's a difference. So I put speaking in that quadrant, and even copywriting, right? I think I'm pretty good at it. You know, some may say, no, you're really good, and I'm flattered. But do I love doing it? No. Do I like doing it? For my own stuff, yeah. For a few key clients, yes. Do I like teaching it? Yeah, I like teaching it in workshops and doing them in masterminds, which is in the first quadrant. You see here? So for me to kind of future-proof my business, I have to be aware. All strategy starts with awareness. I have to be aware of where I'm starting, okay? And in all of that, I have to make sure that I understand where these different disciplines and where these different skills fall. So in that second quadrant, it's really what I am good at and I like doing, but I'm not great at and I don't love doing, right? There's a difference. Now, when I look at the third quadrant, which is what I'm not great at, what I'm not really great at, and I don't enjoy doing too much. Okay, very easy for me. Social media falls into that category. And some may think, no, you do well on social media. Yeah, but I don't like doing it. I don't want to wake up in the morning and say, oh my gosh, I can't wait to post something on Instagram. I've been active on it. I've been active on LinkedIn. I've done Facebook. I've run Facebook ads. But do I like doing it? No. Am I really good at it? I don't think so. And this is where I've hired help. I have folks who help me with my Facebook ads. I have, hopefully soon, more help with people helping me on social media, on YouTube. Producing video, recording, shooting video. I don't love it and I'm not good at it. I don't want to learn all the technical aspects of it. So I'm dumping those into that quadrant. And then, of course, the fourth quadrant, stuff I hate doing and I suck at, administration of any kind, scheduling, booking my travel, logistics for live events, taxes and accounting. Oh, kill me now. Now, what's funny is there are people who love doing that stuff and they're great at it. Thank God for them. That's why I work hard in order to pay them so that I don't have to do that stuff. So this simple exercise helped me gain awareness in terms of, you know, where I should focus my, not just my talent, but my energy. And for the years to come, really, I'm really trying to push everything into that top left quadrant. Masterminds and workshops, content creation, and growing my network, connecting with other influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and so forth. Taking a back seat to that, speaking, copywriting, course creation, right? Now, I'm good at those things and I enjoy doing them, but not every single day. It's the other stuff that I enjoy every single day. And it's delegating work to the other two quadrants, right? Stuff that I don't like doing and stuff that I really hate doing. And I'm hoping that this little blend between your ability and your passion for that task helps you kind of differentiate between all of this. Now, all this to say, as we talk about future-proofing the business, future-proofing your brand, all of these things, I'm going to share a few thoughts. And as I do that, I want to let you know about an upcoming summit that I will be part of with my friend Paul Martinelli from Empowered Living. And Paul is, of course, has been a guest on the show and is the president or the former president and the founder of the John Maxwell Certification Program. And Paul and I are like, he's one of these guys I just love connecting with. I love doing projects with him. That is something I love doing, right? And so whenever he and I get to team up, I just say like, yeah, let's go do it. Let's go do some stuff. And that's, again, first quadrant, right? Connecting and working with other influencers and entrepreneurs. I love doing that stuff. So we are hosting a summit called Future Proof 2021. And I believe the link is futureproof2021.com. We're going to have some pretty spectacular guests who will cover a wide range of industries, verticals, disciplines, not just in business and marketing, but in really life. Got Mark Sanborn, who is the author of The Fred Factor, great business book. renowned business book. Dr. Daniel Amen, one of America's leading brain health experts. Paul and I are working on a big project with Dr. Amen right now. It's going to be amazing. Right. So I've gotten to know Dr. Amen. You may have seen him on PBS and Dr. Phil, and just he's mainstream all the way, right? Talking about brain health, like our actual brain. It's wonderful, right? Several other guests, my friend Daniela Nica from Romania, who has grown an immensely large email list and tribe, and she's going to be sharing on business growth there. So Paul will be there talking about purpose, vision, goals, how he went from a stuttering speech impediment and a janitor to running several and founding and selling several multi-million dollar companies. I mean, this guy's made something of himself in his life. So a lot of these things in Future Proof 2021, I'll be sharing a little bit of my background, marketing, branding, copywriting, all that stuff there. And I'll be co-hosting the summit. So I want you to join us, futureproof2021.com. But in light of that, three perspectives, three points of view that we should all be aware of, so that we know which hat to wear at different times in our business journey. And I got this from Paul Martinelli. Brilliant. He said, you can wear the hat of the historian who looks at the past. You have the hat of the reporter, the perspective of the reporter who just tells you what's going on. And then you have the perspective of the futurist. And the futurist projects, the futurist predicts, the futurist kind of sees where things are and not just guesses, not just pontificates, but makes educated insights into where he or she thinks things are going. And at various times in my business, I've had to wear these different hats. And I've had to have people on my team, whether they were working with me consistently or they were just in and out on a project basis, who wore these hats. So oftentimes I'd work with a coach or a counselor to help, you know, wear the historian hat and help me really think about where I came from and what things in my past were affecting my present. There are other folks who I've had come in and they're the reporter and they're auditing my brand. They're auditing my social media channels, my email list, my transactions, my finances. Several of these folks, Connie Pack, who is from Tucked In Marketing, who is running all of my digital ads right now. She's basically my, what do you call those folks, right? The digital officer, right? Something like that, right? There's a term for them, you know, that's getting thrown around these days a little bit here. I just call her Wonder Woman. She just, you know, takes care of all that stuff for me, right? My friend Lauren Davis, who's been on the podcast several times here. Recently, I hired her to do a social media audit. And she's reporting back to me, Mike, these are the types of posts in your social media that are getting the most engagement. This is what I've studied. You know, she's taken weeks to audit my social media channels. Philip Stutz, who was on the podcast not too long ago, several months ago, out of Washington, D.C., ran a big data firm, right? And did a lot of work for politicians. He analyzed my email list and said, Mike, these are the trends. These are the things that your people really, really gravitate towards. You need to understand this stuff. These folks are reporters. But now, you know, I want to tap into futurists. I want to ask someone as brilliant as Dr. Daniel Amen, who works with celebrities alike, you know, everybody, these clinics all over the country. I want to ask him, what do you see in the future for us, for society as a whole, especially as it pertains to our brains? Because we're on computers 24/7. We're staring at screens seemingly 24/7. The world has been on lockdown for the last year. How is this going to screw with our health? What can we do to get healthier? Because if my brain is better, then my business and my life will be better. Show me what you see. Mark Sambor, what do you see happening in companies and in business and in life? What do you see? What do you see happening in the marketing space? What do you see happening in the entrepreneurial space? Paul, what do you see happening in the expert industry? This guy's built brands for John Maxwell and Brian Tracy, big people in this industry, right? And so what do you see happening there? Bob Proctor, what do you see? You know, Paul's worked with all these folks. And again, we're now working with Daniel Amen and Joseph McClendon. And I'm like, what do you see happening in this industry? And so for me, it's like, I need to intentionally put myself around people like that. Because if I'm the only futurist, if you're the only futurist in your business, you're going to get tired, man. You're going to get tired, girl. I'm telling you right now, it's a big burden to carry. That's why the best folks I work with, they give me ideas. They don't just give me insight, they give me ideas. Danny Osman, who runs this podcast, he produces my show. He's done it for years. He's the best guy I know in the business. Emerald City Productions, you should absolutely hire him. But why do I keep Danny on the team? Is it just because he produces great audio? No, this guy every month gives me insight into the podcast industry. He says, Mike, this is what I see happening. You better get on this now. You better share more of your podcast from your website. You're really missing on downloads there. He said that to me several times. We said, you need to fill out the description on these different podcast platforms. You need to get on this. This is what I'm seeing. These are the trends I'm seeing. He's not just reporting. He's telling me, because he's on the cutting edge of his industry, what he sees happening. So get these features. Understand when to wear the hat. And you're going to know. You're going to feel it. I trust you, and you should trust yourself. But make sure that you have these three perspectives covered. The historian, the reporter, and the futurist. All three are so important. You need them on your team. You need to be able to wear these different hats at different times. So when I talk about future-proofing the business, right, let me talk about a few practicals. For starters, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. 7-8 years ago, when I started in this space, everyone was raving about an email list. I totally understand that. I still believe in the power of an email list. Most of my sales come through email. But if I were to completely neglect social media or even YouTube, I'm trying to get more active on YouTube, especially starting this month. We started rolling out a strategy for me to get intentional with YouTube. I'm bucking against the trend that society is moving towards. I mean, where do you watch your TV if you watch it at all? Do you still have cable TV? I know very few people now who have cable TV. They just pay for the internet and they just watch YouTube videos, or they'll buy YouTube TV, which may seem like cable TV, but it's all on YouTube. Right? So their TV consumption, their live TV consumption is down. Their video content consumption is up. Streaming services like Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime, we are continually moving towards a pick and choose buffet type content consumption behavior, if you will, in society. So if all I'm going to do is run Facebook ads and Google ads and get people onto a webinar and get them onto my email list, when less and less people are likely to go do that, then I'm not future-proofing my business. So, you know, in the last year, I've really tried to be more intentional with getting comfortable on video. And I've taken baby steps, and I've shared about that before. I've had entire podcasts on how I got comfortable doing video, just starting with Instagram videos or just using my phone, not letting technology be a barrier, learning to express myself on video and all this. And I'm really just trying to diversify how people interact with me, right? How they can find me. Where they can find me. The second thing I'm doing is I am diversifying my partners. I'm continually trying to get into new markets. I'm continually trying to niche down into different markets with the same content tailored for that particular audience. I just mentioned a few moments ago, my friend Daniela Nica, who's a speaker coach in Romania. And Daniela has taken two of my courses, and translated them into Romanian. And look, that's an audience I would never reach on my own. I'm grateful for her help. I'm grateful that she took the initiative and said, hey, I really like your stuff. It's really good. We should translate it and share it with my tribe. And we've been able to collaborate. And again, remember what I said, quadrant one for me, what do I love doing? I think I'm really good at creating content and connecting with other influencers and entrepreneurs. That's my sweet spot. So whenever Daniela says, hey, I got an idea, let's run with this. I'm like, cool, I'm all in. I'll play full out. Let's go do it. Right. So I'm trying to future-proof my business by solidifying my thoughts, my intellectual property, and then breaking into new markets. Last week, I mentioned a little bit about the book. And, you know, this book is going to come out in a few months. I'll have a release date for you soon. But once I write that book, it'll scale up because I can translate that into different languages. And you better believe that I'm going to, you know, take advantage of the fact that I'm a Korean American, I'm an Asian guy, and I'm going to try to break into those markets as well. Right. So all of this is just me trying to do the best I can to get myself out there and partner with other folks who have strong foundations. What I've seen happen a lot in this space is that people get so consumed with building their own little kingdom, they never partner with other people. They never truly partner with other people, and they become a silo unto themselves. No, my friend, that is the best way to unfuture-proof yourself, to isolate yourself. You know, I mean, what happens when, even in the wild, when wolves are hunting, what do they try to do? They, you know, isolate and destroy, right? You're walking out there all by yourself. It's hard to walk this journey alone. You got to do it with people you love, people you trust, people who compliment you and you compliment them, and go build together. So that's a huge component of how I'm future-proofing my business. I'm trying to partner with other people, like genuinely get along with and make big waves with and celebrate with and do life with. Okay. And the third thing is really, and I've said this even on the previous episode, building things long-term. When I look back on 2020, yeah, it was a hard year for a lot of people. For almost everybody, it was a hard year. There were a lot of adjustments we all had to make. And I look back and I'm like, I'm really glad I finally wrote this book, because it cost a lot for me to write this with a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of frustration. I couldn't pursue certain opportunities I wanted to pursue because I had to devote time to doing this. But, oh gosh, I tell you right now, I'm really glad this thing is done. and getting shipped off and getting cleaned up and edited and coming out in, you know, several months, because that's something I'm going to be able to hold in my hand that will be there forever. I mean, God forbid, if I leave this earth soon, my nephews will be able to read that. I don't know that they weed through 260 plus podcast episodes, but they'll be able to say, Uncle Mike wrote a book. Let me read it. That is something that's going to last. And I'm very grateful for that. So I'm trying to do or devote my energy more towards these things that will have a lasting effect, a long-term effect. And again, this was hard because, as I said, writing, copywriting, whatever it is, falls in the second box for me, right? I think I'm good at it. And I like doing it, but I don't love it, right? And this was a tough deal. In several episodes, as we get closer to the date of the book coming out, I'll share a little bit about what my creative process was like and the ups and downs in that. And I'll have a few of my friends who are authors come and share their experiences, because if you've ever wanted to write a book, it's probably helpful to get some perspective on the entire process. But wow, am I glad that this thing is done. Now, are all my eggs in the basket of my book? Of course not. But is the book going to hurt my brand? Of course not. It's going to help solidify it, if anything. It may open up more speaking engagements. It may open up more partnerships. It may make it easier to fill my workshops and masterminds, which I love doing. I absolutely love doing. So you see how all this ties in. So I've shared a lot here today, but I want to encourage you, first, start with that little four-box grid. Secondly, I want you to really consider who you have in your life, who you have on your team and your business that can act as a historian, reporter, and a futurist. And think through even just some of the things that I've shared in my own journey and how I'm applying this to future-proof my own business. And last but not least, join me in Future-Proof 2021. It's going to be a terrific symposium of experts encompassing a wide range of topics, and all the information you can find on futureproof2021.com. Hey, thanks so much for journeying with me this past year, and thank you for letting me be a small part of your journey. We made it. We've come out on the other side of this year. We made it to the end, and you know, the world's not back to normal, but at least there feels like, you know, there's some light at the end of the tunnel and we can move forward. And I wanted to share this episode from the heart today to just kind of encourage you, but also give you some practical, actionable steps and tools towards, you know, future-proofing and securing your future and establishing a stronger foundation for your life, for your work, for your career, for your clients, for your customers, for your family, and all those things. So thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to join me inside Future-Proof 2021. That's going to be a great program. Let's go out and have a great year. What do you say? All right. Till next time, live your message, love your work, leave your mark on the world. I'll see you back here in the new year. Talk soon.